SouthwickChiropractic.com. Southwick Chiropractic has moved, like 50 feet away.
It was a long journey to our destination. All right, that's enough. Sorry. Southwick Chiropractic, 554 Sargent Street, Beatrice.
Good morning and welcome to our Focus on Education program here on KWBE. Dave Needfelt with you, and we've got a lot to talk about for this next half hour. The first part of our program, we are going to talk about a very, very special project that has been going on in our listening area. We want to welcome in from the Beatrice Middle School, Pam Henning. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
How's school going?
It is going great. And very fast.
Very fast. We're almost at Christmas break
I
here.
I know it. Hard to believe.
I bet the kids know that, don't they?
They do. They do.
Hey, we want to talk about a very special project that has involved with 4-H, and I'll just kind of let you set the stage here.
Okay. Well, you know, we implemented this year the ninth period where kids get to choose activities to do, and we're trying to bring in communities. Involvement as well. So we feel really fortunate that we have Jane here today with us, and the part 4-H part of this. Jan Smouse is the person that's actually running that ninth period, and I've got a couple of our students here today, Kylie Lancaster and Emily Rempel, and we're going to talk about a quilt that they're working on, and I'm going to let Jane take it from here.
Jane Esau from the Extension Office. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Glad to have you back.
Thanks.
So you've talked to me a number of times about this project.
Quilts of Valor began in 2003. Nationally, there's been awarded two service people for honoring their years of service and comfort. There's been awarded over 150,000 quilts nationwide. Nebraska is involved, and Gage County 4-H is involved. And so it was kind of a joint mission between Jan Smouse and myself. Christina Lyons and I were speaking about all the 4-H curriculum that is so perfectly networked with the schools. Learning, it's service learning, there's education, it's tied to the so many different areas. And so I approached Jan and she was like, yes, let's do it. And so it's been so, so exciting. The students who selected this course are sewing a quilt of valor, which will be awarded to a local person in the spring after we've had time to quilt it and finish the binding.
Okay. So actually the school came to...
Well, I had called the Extension Office when we started the ninth period activities, hoping that they could bring some enrichment activities to us, and they've done wonderfully. We have Christina Lyons is also fabulous. She does a Fun for All group, and she's going to do a community activity next quarter as well. So then she connected with Mrs. Smouse, and Mrs. Smouse said, yeah, let's do it, came to me with the idea, and we're just so glad to have it in the building. So, yeah, it just started with the ninth period activity.
Okay. So, Jane, this is a really neat opportunity for these young kids, isn't it, these 4-H'ers and such?
It's awesome. And the sewing machine is a machine. We have two boys in the class, and there's something cool about a machine, and they're having a ball. And we had to do a little kind of test sewing, so we knew everybody could sew a quarter-inch seam. So we started with a quilt, very simple block that was actually cut for us, which made it much more easy to attain our goal here of actually, so they've sewed the blocks together, 20 blocks, and we've pieced the rows together, and this Thursday we're going to hopefully finish sewing the whole top together.
All right. Are there other school districts that are working with the Extension Office, or is Beatrice the only one right now?
You know, this after-school program is going on in other places. I don't know specifically about the other counties, their specific projects, programs. This just works perfectly into my day as well. It's before the end of the day at 5 o'clock. We just go to the classroom and we try to, Jan has the sewing lab ready and we have the fabric, the quilt squares ready, and try to accomplish a lot in 30 minutes with the students then after school quickly before then they return home.
Okay. All right. Anything else from your point of view, or we'll get Jan in here to talk a little bit
too?
Yeah.
I was just going to mention the history, just a little bit of Quilts of Valor. A mother who had a son deployed had a nightmare one night about a man sitting on his bed just completely overwhelmed with the situation, and she, in her next vision of her dream, she saw him wrapped in a quilt, and that's really what started the Quilt of Valor. He felt comforted by that quilt, and she felt comforted by knowing that he had something that reminded him of home, that was a comfort to him. And that's really how Quilts of Valor started. So Nebraska's involved, and Gage County got involved, and 4-H'ers, families. We focus on Quilts of Valor at our fashion show now every July. So we're just starting the process in 4-H, and so it was a neat network that we could join with Beatrice Middle School.
Oh, this is so neat. This
well,
is so
and it
neat.
Just gives children a chance that aren't in 4-H to start experiencing those things and you know, maybe open some other doors outside of the school day. So
right.
That's another real positive
kinda
to it. Yeah.
Opens a door or two for them.
Absolutely.
Perks their interest in a few other things. So, okay, Jan, how many students do we have then involved in this right now?
Right, between 11 and 13 students have joined us. Okay. At first, when we started talking about it, we were going to have students that I had in the classroom pass so they would all know how to do this. Well, that's not how it ended up. We had some people that have never sewed and they participated. And so that's been fun to
That's very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how did they do?
I think they did pretty good.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah.
So the material and everything, where's the material coming from? Is this donated and such or what?
Jane was able to get all of that donated. All of it has been cut. So all we have to do is to sew those pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So how were you able to introduce this to the students and try to perk their interest and encourage them to be a part of this class?
I just announced it the same way. We had to do a little write-up
and that's all I did.
We send out a schedule of all the new classes that are going to be offered for the next quarter, and Jan had put together, Mrs. Mouse had written up a little blurb on what they'd be doing, and kids go through and read those, and then if that's the class they want to choose, they just sign up online, and so that's how we did that.
That's how it did. Well, you have a couple of students in here this
yes,
morning.
Yes, exciting.
So we'll start off with Kylie. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are
so,
you?
So I'm good. So what do you think of this class? Tell me about it.
It's really fun. We all get to talk and learn about how to make a quilt, and we get to learn about the why Quilts of Valor and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fun, and we get to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you do any sewing before you took this class?
Yes.
So you had some experience then. Mm. All right. So is it everything that you expected to be then? I mean, as you've had the chance to learn about what this project is and the chance now you get to help sew this together, is it everything you expected it would be?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We also have Emily with us. Now, Emily, talk a little bit about what you think of this class.
Well, I think it's really cool because we get to experience making a quilt, and we get to put our own heart into it. And when the person has it around them, they can feel that we put our time into it, and we really enjoyed making it for them. And it's just cool to experience it and be with all the other people and just see how they sew and how they just think of the Quilts of Valor. And we just have lots of fun, and it's just really fun to be with other people.
Did you do some sewing before this?
Yeah.
So you had a little experience too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, those kids who didn't ever sew, I mean, this is a really big experience.
Right, right. We took some sample fabrics, and as Jane had mentioned, and they sewed on that a couple times. And it was like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. So they were, and it was anywhere from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So we have a combination of students. It wasn't mm-hmm. just, as I had thought about doing it just for 8th grade, that wasn't what happened, and I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah,
so
that's part of the joy of this 9th period, where our kids are 6th, 7th, and 8th are together. Mm-hmm. They get to know each other. They get to build personal relationships. Just like the girls were saying, it's just kind of fun to hang out and do something enjoyable, get to know your classmates in a different way. And it, so we've had a really positive response to the 9th period overall.
Great. Kylie, now you're 6th grade, right?
Yes.
And Emily, I think you said 8th?
Mm-hmm.
So did you two know each other pretty well before this?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
We see each other at the fair. And
so I'm going to assume that both of you then are in 4-H?
Yes.
So, okay. How many students, Jan, are not in 4-H in your class?
I think, are we the only two?
Those are the only two.
Although,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do they get to have any say-so input on the design of the quilt, or how's that decided?
That pretty much has been set up by what was cut. The strips that were cut, it'll make a certain design on it. So not a whole lot of choice. But I think that's okay. With the amount of time we have, they basically just have the time to do that sewing part.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're going to present this to someone locally. Is that correct?
And yes. After they finish sewing it, they should finish it this quarter. And then Jane will have someone that will actually quilt it for us, and we'll be presenting it. And I think we're going to try to do it at the school. And that will be in springtime.
We can definitely make that
actually
happen.
Yeah.
Kylie and Emily, have you talked to any friends of yours who aren't in the class and that you said, boy, you're missing out on a wonderful opportunity here? Have you had any friends that you've told that they're missing out on a lot of fun?
I think I've told a few friends that they would like it.
Yeah. So you would recommend that someone should do this then?
Yes.
Take this class? Because, again, it's a really great learning opportunity here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
As Jane mentioned, we consider it as a service learning project. They are learning, they're practicing, and they're also giving to the community.
All right. Final comments as we wrap it up here this morning?
Well, just that if there's anybody out there that has a skill or a hobby, you can definitely give us a call at Beatrice Middle School. The doors are wide open. We'd like to invite the community to join us in this ninth period activity. So if there's interest out there and you have, like I said, a gift or a skill, a hobby, give us a call and we'll see if we can't set that up for the kids, because it's been very, very positive.
Before you give this quilt to somebody, will you have it on display anywhere for folks to see?
I think that's a big possibility,
yes. Because I think this will be a really neat thing to see once it's all completed.
I'm sure we can do that.
I didn't know if you were going to do that or not. Jane, your final thoughts? Any final comments?
I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to work with the community, to work with Jane, that she approached me about doing this presentation, because I have seen Quilts of Valor presented, and it is so emotional and such a worthwhile project. So I just say thank you, Jane.
Yes, thank you, Jane.
Have you talked to the kids about that, about when that time does come, what that presentation is really going to mean to that individual?
Just very briefly at the beginning of our first class, and it'll take more until after we actually present it then.
Do I assume that you'll keep having this class in the future?
I sure hope so. That I'm looking at Jane. And Mrs. Smouse, of course, because, it takes the volunteers and time.
Right,
and,
right.
But, yes, I think it'd be great to offer it every year. Okay. In one of the quarters, so.
Kylie, would you take it again if it was offered again?
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would. And Emily, you too?
I won't be in middle school.
You'll be in high school,
won't you?
Have
to drive back.
Well, girls, thanks for coming in. Looking forward to seeing what this is going to look like. Sounds like a wonderful project that you two are involved in, you and the rest of the class. We'll look forward to seeing the final project then, okay?
Yep.
Thank you very much for the time to share.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
8:41. We'll be right back after this.
It ain't easy being a holiday stocking. I'm in a box for 11 months. I smell like mothballs. And there's a candy cane from 1994 down on my toe. But some years I get lucky. And people stuff me with Nebraska Lottery holiday scratch tickets. They're fast, fun, and perfect for everyone on your list. And when people get them, there's...